Welcome to the guided meditation. And today's theme is, like I said, today's free day. You can do whatever you want. Feel free, you don't have to meditate. You can meditate, of course, if you want. But you're free to take long walks, do some weeding, do some cleaning, whatever you feel. Whatever, you know, it's just the main thing is just to keep this awareness, just to be whatever you're doing, be there. Sometimes we get into a meditation retreat, we feel that we have to sit in the sala all the time, sweat it out, get as much time as you can, but actually it's about awareness, this mindfulness, that it's just being there, whatever you're doing, just be there, okay? So the theme of this meditation this morning is to do nothing, to contemplate what does it mean for us to do nothing, right? So to cultivate this kind of separation between the doer and the knower, as Ram talks about. And just to kind of put all the energy into the knowing, knowing whatever is happening in your mind and body. Thoughts arises, just know the thoughts. Body sensation arises, also just to know that, okay? Without the judging, good, bad, mediocre, doesn't matter. Just to know things arise, know that they maintain persistence and know that they pass away. Okay, so we get ready for the meditation. First thing first is always the comfort of the body. It's hard to meditate if your mind, if your body is uncomfortable, it's in pain. So take a few minutes to connect with your body, to soothe and to relax it as much as you can. You can close your eyes. Or you can leave it open. Just kind of gently bring your awareness into your body for a few minutes. Just to explore the different parts of your body, from the surface of the skin, down to the muscles and tissues and bones. Just to feel this heap of mass, of flesh sitting here. So once the mind is reasonably connected to your body, seems to settle, to more tranquilize, then we bring up this idea of doing nothing. What does it mean for you to do nothing? Does the mind go to sleep? Or just to cultivate this kind of awareness, the knower? This awareness of being, of knowing the different sensations in your body, but also to watch your reaction to that, of liking or disliking. Being aware of your moods and emotions. Also just to observe it. To know is a pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling or something in between. No need to indulge in it, to celebrate it, but also in order to suppress it, to push it away, to annihilate it, just to know and to be with it. Your breath shows up, then just watch that. One in-breath, then one out-breath. Breathing in, nothing to do. Breathing out, nowhere to go. Just to point the mind to a space of just being. Being in the present moment, being with the rising of different phenomena, and being there when it passes away. doesn't matter what states of mind you're aware of, as long as you relate to it with peace, with care, and with letting go. Allow emotional, mental states to be there, to know it, and just to be with it. Allow it to stay as long as it wants. No need to try to manage it, manipulate it, push it or pull it. Just to cultivate this knower, known each and every moment. The spaciousness of mind to accept and encompass everything that it comes into contact with. if there are pain or discomfort in the body, also just to know that, bring that to awareness, to investigate it. And just to be with it as long as you can. nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just to be in the present moment. Peaceful stillness is all here. No need to go anywhere else to find it. It's a couple of minutes before the meditation session comes to an end. So now is the time to reflect on the experience. How does it feel to be sitting here and just to be with the body, to be with the mind? Do not have to focus your mind or anything specific. And just to be with thoughts that arise, sensations in your body. Your mind slow down or speed up even more. Just to know whether this do nothing meditation is helpful to your training of peace and stillness, or it adds to the confusion and the distraction. I'm going to ring the gong one time. You can open your eyes. Any questions or comments? Yes, the karma is it's possible to be happy in pain. Not happy, but certainly to be at peace with the pain.
Yeah. I found that my mind tended to fall asleep more because I didn't have a specific object to watch.
Right. No, it's true. There was a Thai meditation master, and he says, you know, that's one of his objects of meditation was to do nothing. And then someone says, well, if you do nothing, then don't you go to sleep? But he says, no, that's doing something. You're going to sleep.
But
that's the thing as well, yeah. And it's true. Some people do need to train their mind, something to ground it. And other people, you know, just kind of this lose awareness of what's happening. Yeah, like for yourself, maybe it's true. Just to have an object to focus on, either the breath or the body or something, then helps it to kind of stay awake and aware. Yeah.
I wondered if sometimes the do it and the watch the same thing.
There's a question sometimes whether the do and the watch is the same thing. Actually, they're not, but we don't have awareness, then sometimes they can be appear to be the same thing. Yeah. Like in the mind, you know, you're thinking, then you're actually doing something. But if you have awareness, you just know, okay, I know that I'm thinking. You don't get sucked into the thinking process.
I was thinking more like in your active
life. Uh-huh, yeah.
When you're doing.
That's right.
You can be watching.
You can. But then you just watch the doing, but you don't have to get absorbed into it. Yeah, we're always trying to cultivate, and that's very helpful for the, you know, kind of for the everyday life. Just cultivate that awareness, whatever you're doing, just be aware of that. Yeah, because a lot of times we're not, and we're caught into moods of, you know, liking, disliking, and we get carried away with that. But when you pull back, you're okay, I'm just watching. Yeah, that's more helpful. Yeah.